Good morning.
Hey, Seattle.
As always, it's your girls, Jasmine and Shantae.
Welcome to another Thursday morning and another episode of The Way with Jazz and Tay.
We'll be bringing you lots of laughs and class to get you ready for the day and the weekend ahead.
Will it be the way or not the way? Find out and join the conversation.
Good morning.
Happy Thursday, Seattle.
Welcome to another episode of The Way with Jazz and Tay. It's your girl, Jazz and
Shantae. Now, it has been one long week.
Right.
Y'all, I feel like I haven't seen Benny in about a month.
Aww. We were just saying that.
It has been a long week.
Yeah.
My goodness.
A crazy one.
Bless you. This could go on all show.
Yeah. No, I was like, ooh, do we get three more?
Did we count that last time? Like,
we're on four already, and we're in our first minute of the show.
Not a good time to be sneezing.
Woo! I'm allergic to the BS.
Oh, yeah. That's funny.
Yes, so it has been one long week. Jasmine, how has your week been? What have you been up to?
Well,
I mean, obviously I know because we
Yes. Yeah, no, this week has just been a whirlwind of emotion. I'm exhausted, honestly. Shared grief just is, it's a weird thing to right now have in common with everyone.
That really resonates with me. When we were watching that What Would You Do episode with Latia, and there was a Latina woman who started crying, and I started crying because though my plight's not the same as theirs, we have this shared like trauma, and it's so
common
weird
ground,
to be connected to people by trauma.
Yeah.
You know, and it's such a hurtful thing. It's like, I almost don't want to be connected that way.
Right.
But at least it's a sense of community, I guess.
Correct.
So,
you know, so I know that we'll definitely dive more into what these feelings are stemming from. But,
absolutely.
But yeah, you know, so we went to a protest on Saturday to advocate for justice for George Floyd, as well as Black Lives Matter. And then outside of that, my mom's birthday was on Sunday. So I had a lot of sunshine mixed in with my rain. but yeah, my mom's a Gemini. She turned 68. Happy birthday.
Yeah,
happy birthday to my mama.
I did want to say something about the protests in downtown Seattle. That was actually not put on by Black Lives Matter. It was a completely different organization, and they've been wanting to like kind of separate themselves.
Yes.
So I wanted to say that first and foremost. And also I would like to say that the protest in Seattle started peacefully, and that's what it was meant to do. Mm-hmm. And once it turned to violence and destruction, that was no longer the people who had organized the event. And that wasn't their intent as well.
Correct.
So I just also wanted to go ahead and let everyone know the separation there, because I think that that's important.
It's very important.
If it's not already known. I mean, I think they're doing a very good job in the news of separating us for the first time ever. But generally speaking, if there's a protest and Black people are involved and there's vandalism, we're the first to be blamed.
Right.
And I have issue with that. And I actually spoke up against that while we were down there. But I just really needed to let that be known that peacefully protest. We're not the ones doing the vandalism.
So two things from my situation as far as like there's so many media outlets that are covering so much coverage. And then you have the individual people down there covering their own coverage. And so you're getting so much information. It's bombardment of what's right, what's wrong, who's doing the right thing, who's doing the wrong thing. And then you're like, well, they did this. And then, well, they did that. And then, well, that's not what I saw. And that's not what I saw. You know, it just goes back and forth. There's just so much going on. And then you have, you know, us on the other side of things, media. We're trying to cover what's important and separate at the same time. Yeah. And so it's something we have seen years ago, and it still continues today. And then you also have people that are doing the proper thing, protesting peacefully. And then you have the others, I quote unquote, they come in just to kind of shake it up. And it's like, what are you doing? You have no reason to be down there, but they're like, we can get away with it because they have that.
Exactly.
That's
their
MO.
The thing. It's like, all it takes is like a few people.
Yeah. I know,
and then,
right?
And then it just, and then the numbers it just go up.
Yeah.
That's exactly what happened. And I was so frustrated just because
it was,
I think
it
a lot of the message were. Was lost and yep. all of that. Yeah. And it just really, it's kind of like we are already silenced as a community. For you to come down there during our time yeah. when we said we wanted to peacefully protest and for you to silence us again yeah. on a matter that is directly affecting us is disgusting. Yeah. Like, I'm just really disgusted with everyone these days. But
I love that dramatic.
Let's pick it up a little bit and kick off an icebreaker because this is going to be a heavy episode. So
yeah, let's keep it light for now because we're going to get into the grit of it.
Keep it light.
So our friend Sonora, we're going to do another game of guess that celebrity yep. or guess who. However, today we had our friend Sonora send us a list of 5 random celebrities that we don't know yet. We haven't opened the text message.
Yes.
So neither one of us know our 5 and neither does the other.
Yes. This is how it should be working. This is fair play right here. This is fair game.
I'm super nervous that I do not know some of these people.
So what? So we'll that's see. The point.
But, and that's the fun of it. Yeah.
But rules are no rhyming the name and... Okay. And if you want an extra challenge, don't say any of their bodies of work.
Oh, I think I can do that. Let's do that. Let's do that extra added challenge.
Oh, I don't know. I haven't seen my list yet.
Okay. Do you want to start or should I start?
You go ahead and start.
Okay. Okay.
All right.
Pulling up the list. Drum roll.
All right. And let me know when you are ready. I will hit the timer.
All right, I'm ready.
Okay, on your mark, get set, go.
An original gangster. He's from California. He's a
Snoop Dogg.
Yes. Okay. Shoot, she's on that one show that has Carucci in it. The nails. She used to
Niecy
be on.
Nash.
Yes, Reno. Yes.
I've seen that show.
Okay. First African American woman to run for president.
Shirley Chisholm.
Yes. 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 Okay. She's on Black-ish.
Yara Shahidi.
Yes. okay. And then number 42, baseball.
Jackie Robinson.
Yeah!
Oh, my God.
What's good?
Ding, 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 ding. All right.
What's good? Okay. I'm embarrassed because.
Oh, wait.
Okay, cool. I'm looking at mine and I'm like,
You're good. You're good.
Oh, I'm excited. Okay, wait, are you ready? I'm ready. I think I'm ready.
Go ahead, Vinny, start
sure?
the timer.
All right, here we go. 3, 2, and 1.
I'm pretty sure he's a famous, like, jazz musician. You remember that show that we were watching, Big Mouth?
Yes.
It's not him.
Oh.
But his last, his first name is this guy's last name.
Work for it. Work for it.
Okay, so you know New Girl?
Yes.
What's the black guy's name?
I cannot think of this off the top of my head.
Do we can't
I'm
pass?
So sorry.
Can pass?
Pass? I'm sorry.
Pass.
Pass.
Okay, so this woman is Diana Ross's daughter. Also
Tracy Ellis Ross.
One man great till they gotta
Lizzo.
Be great. Yep. Ladies love him.
Idris Elba? Ooh.
Ladies love him.
I know.
Ladies love me.
He licks his lips a lot.
Ice cream.
Big black man.
Ice cream. Pluto.
Think.
Come on.
Hello, Cool J.
Oh my God.
Hello, Cool J.
Oh, you got it right at the last, at the very end. I'll give it to you. I'll give you the last one.
I won that.
You did.
Because she didn't even get through the list.
I know. You spent 30 seconds on the first one.
No, what the heck?
Winston Duke.
I don't even know who that is.
Oh,
he's a jazz.
I don't know who that is.
Right?
Like Duke Ellington?
Turner Truth either.
I was going to try and get you there by way of Harriet Tubman. I'm going to be like, not Harriet Tubman.
That's funny.
Ooh, I don't know this. See, look, now I
see, this is why I was a little bit embarrassed to do this one because I was like, ooh, if I can't get her to these guesses. All right. So that was our icebreaker. That was actually a lot of fun. We'll probably have to try that one out again.
Yes, that was enjoyable.
Before we get into our review of the week, we're going to take a little bit of a break. Stay tuned. You're watching, or you're listening to The Way with Jazz and Tay.
Do you make a positive difference in the world? Do you have a talent, philosophy, base of knowledge, product or service that you know could help a lot of people if only you could reach them? Join Alternative Talk 1150's family of broadcasters and start walking down a fruitful path. As host of your very own program, dial 425-653-1150 and find out just how affordable it can be to have a show on 1150 AM. That's 425-653-1150. Alternative Talk, we have an opportunity waiting just for you.
Hey, Seattle. Tune in to The Way with Jazz and Tay every Thursday morning from 7 to 8 a.m.
We'll be bringing you lots of laughs and class to get you ready for the day and the weekend ahead.
We have something for everyone, from Song of the Week, where we'll introduce you to local Seattle artists,
to the quirky games that we play for that little pick-me-up to get you through your morning commute. Again, that's The Way with Jazz and Tay every Thursday morning from 7 to 8 a.m.
And don't forget to follow us on Instagram at The Way Jazz and Tay and on Twitter at The Way JT. See you guys on Thursday.
You may not realize how important three letters can be. For a patient who needs type A, B, or O blood, these letters can mean life. But there simply aren't enough people giving blood. Every 2 seconds, someone in the U.S. needs it, but only about 3% of the population donates. Without more donors, hospitals may not have the blood needed to save lives. That's why the American Red Cross needs people to help restore the A's, B's, and O's that are depleting each day. When you make your appointment to donate blood at redcrossblood.org/missing types, you can help give strength to kids, parents, and grandparents who face life and death challenges. From cancer patients to accident survivors waiting for critical surgeries, your generosity can give someone more life. Don't wait until the letters A, B, and O are missing from hospital shelves. You are the missing type patients need. Visit redcrossblood.org/missing types or call 1-800-RED-CROSS to make your donation appointment today.
Talk radio for the heart and soul. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, hey, guys. Welcome back to The Way. Before the break, we recapped our weeks, told you guys a little bit about the protests we attended on Saturday, as well as pick a really fun icebreaker that was centered around guessing African-American celebrities. Let's get into our review of the week. As always, we are going to review the newest episode of Insecure because that is our guiltiest pleasure.
I still haven't watched it.
You have to check it out, Benny. It's
I know.
So good.
Maybe
it's
I'll really do good. Some power watching over the weekend.
They're easy to watch.
That's what for me, though. I know I've mentioned it before. It's like I can't watch one little show. I have to like watch a whole bunch of them, like Breaking Bad or whatever. Like you can't stop on like that's
yeah,
like a moving
that's
train.
True.
You just got to keep moving forward.
Through it.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely get that. I feel like you could kind of binge this, and there's four seasons.
Yeah. Yeah, Steve.
Knock it out in a weekend.
Look, we're trying to make a case.
Right. Look, I could be a sponsor. I could be an ambassador. But before we got into the review of the episode, we wanted to talk about some stuff that we've seen this week that we think you guys should check out. I'm pretty sure on Apple Music, this is still available. So Tuesday was, I guess it was worldwide. It was Blackout Tuesday. Mm-hmm. So essentially the idea was that music companies, big businesses, and then like white social media influencers would yield the floor to African-American voices to amplify melanated voices. So everyone put up a black square. And then the idea was that, you know, African-Americans within the community wouldn't stop sharing their stories. So there was a lot of controversy around that, which I thought was dumb. And I'll say that was the first time that I've seen that much African-American like art, people, everything on my timeline.
Same.
For the first time ever.
Absolutely.
So I felt like the mission, or it was successful, like we met that goal, because I've never seen that much of my people on my own Instagram timeline. But sorry, I digress. So Tuesday was Blackout Tuesday, and Apple Music actually shut down their platform. So if you tried to search for music or do kind of like the For You section, it would pop up with a message that said, you know, we stand with the Black community. Since we have this platform, we're going to take this moment to highlight, you know, Black musicians. And so they had this really great Beats One radio station that was amazing. Like, as soon as I tuned in, it was Jill Scott's Golden.
Nice.
And I was like, this is the song I needed to hear right now. And then right after that, it was Keep Your Head Up by Tupac. And I was like, oh, they're on a roll. So that is still live on Apple Music, and I would recommend checking it out if you are interested. They definitely have James Brown mixed in there and everybody else you can think of. So it's for everyone.
It is. I was actually kind of bummed and sad that like I didn't have Apple Music, because that would have been cool to like experience.
The one time anyone's sad not to have Apple Music.
But I use Tidal. That's because of Beyonce.
She's an elite music connoisseur.
I don't know about all that, but I'll dust my
She knows her music game. We'll just put it out there. She got music game, that's for
but,
sure.
But Tidal has also been offering like music content specific to the fight as well. We got on there and they had a whole entire like playlist dedicated to speeches, which had Voices That Sparked a Revolution, Spoken Word, Beautiful Minds That Moved the Culture. These are their titles. And then Solidarity, which is, I found out, was kind of more like a news outlet. You know, it looked like it was kind of like a Zoom forum or podcast kind of thing. And then they also had hip hop and rap, a hip hop and R&B playlist called Peaceful Protest. And so just a bunch of music that we actually knew a lot of it.
Oh, it was amazing.
Related to just like, you know, the fight and the cause and sending that message. So Tidal has had that up all week, and I think we'll probably have it up for a while. Jay-Z created a playlist, Music for the Fight or something like that. Don't quote me on that. But definitely check it out. We've gone through the R&B playlist pretty much through and through. So we'll probably move on to the hip hop one next.
I'm hoping there's some Ice Cube on it.
Yes.
And real fast, NWA. I don't know. Are you guys familiar obviously with SoundCloud, right?
Yes.
So SoundCloud did the same thing, because I usually post, you know, a lot of stuff there for all of it. They and a couple sites, they actually looked like their whole banner and all the, you know, website was tagged, like it was all scribbled out in black too, to support as well, which is really cool. Cause like I went to load a show and I'm like, what's up with their site? I'm like, good move. So it's
that's
cool.
So cool.
Yeah. So they did it for a day. I mean, you could still access their page, but they really made a visual cue on support. So it's kind of nice to see that.
Well, shout out to them.
Yeah. Yep. I really appreciate that.
Yeah.
And now, Insecure, episode 8.
Boom.
Ooh.
Okay, so first and foremost, if you are watching Insecure, this is going to be a spoiler. And if you have not watched the episode, I would tell you to tune out now.
But come right back.
But come back after our break.
But also, like, the hot topic. It airs on Sunday. It is now Thursday. Y'all should have had
plenty of time to check it out.
Right? Watching.
It's like 30 minutes. Come on.
I know Marissa hasn't even watched season one yet or hasn't finished like most of the show. So I'm like,
my head hurts.
And she listens to our show.
My head hurts.
Anyway.
The pain.
Insecure is our favorite show.
Come on, Marissa.
So I'm calling this episode Return of Lawrence.
Dun, dun, dun.
So in the last episode, we saw Lawrence get off a plane and call someone. Now, if you've been keeping up, Lawrence is in between two women. He's in between Issa, our fave, and Condola.
Would you really say that he's in between
he's
Issa?
In between two women.
Okay.
Because he wasn't thinking about Issa until Condola was like, well, are you over Issa?
Right. And then he was like, well,
am I over Issa?
He's like, well, dang. Great question, Condoleezza.
Okay. Put some respect on
the
girl's
name. I'm sorry. I'm going to stop.
She's a nice lady.
She is. And she's really cute. She dresses really cute.
So he's in between these two women. Issa is his ex. They dated for 5 years.
Condola, I think it was like 6 years.
5 or 6 years. Really for a long time. A long period of time.
Right. They should have been married.
Yeah. And Condola is his most recent ex, and they broke up because she felt he wasn't over Issa.
Right.
Which they had been broken up for about a year at this point.
Mm.
So I would have broken up with them too, because that's weird.
But it's like, but like that was how the episode ended. Is he called somebody and was like, "Hey, I've been thinking about you. Whatever, you want to get together." We all knew who he called.
You know what, you guys?
We all knew.
I still hold it in my heart that he called Condola and not Issa.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Only
why
because
though?
Because
he had just seen Molly though.
Yeah, I thought he called Condola simply because like they obviously wanted us to wildly speculate on
of
who
course,
he called.
Of course,
and then
yeah.
Once we got into this new episode, he already had plans made for like a few days out with
Condola.
So like obviously he called both Issa and Condola at
True.
Some point. So I'm like, who's not to say he didn't call Condola right off the airplane? I'm just saying.
But they go on it was a date. Issa and Lawrence go on a date. Issa looks so good, by the way.
Both of them.
Yeah, okay. we have an issue because I'm not necessarily Team Lawrence.
I am not.
But he is so fine. And he looks so good throughout this entire
He looks like
episode.
He's not a snack. He's a whole
meal.
Full court, like three courses.
With like a
wow.
glass of wine.
That's like you too.
It like, is so conflicting. Yeah, no, Vinny, it's so conflicting.
Oh no, I heard what you said.
I'm like,
I get
Issa,
it.
Stay away. You but know? Also, Issa, go towards it.
He looks like somebody that I could just hug and like just fall
not
asleep.
Not let go, but not in a creepy way.
So yeah, they go to this bar. They're supposed to have a drink, and it's kind of cute because clearly they've both changed and.
Yes.
And whatnot. But
you can tell that they've both done some growing up.
Yeah.
But they also have this really, really open conversation about their relationship.
Yeah.
And why that went south and, you know, whether or not marriage was on the table. And they kind of air some things out that I feel like, you know, should have been
this
talked
should,
about well.
You know,
now.
And that's the part that was like mainly frustrating because, you know, it was hard for him to say and you could tell that he had a hard time.
He was choking on his yes. words. I was like, spit it out, Lawrence.
So you could tell that this conversation was not an easy one for him. Saying these things is hard, but the fact that like you were in the midst of a relationship with this girl that you were supposedly in love with and you couldn't say these things.
He had completely checked out.
You know, and that's just painful because look at where it got you guys.
Right. And now you guys are what, like a year or so out now, and you're kind of questioning whether or not you actually should be together.
You know, and here she is. She's grown so much.
Yeah.
And he's grown exponentially.
He has
I
well.
Mean,
he wasn't doing much with his life before.
And that's what he said. You know, that was a part of where their issues.
He felt insecure.
Key. Excuse me.
But yeah, so they go on this date, they go to eat, they go on an art walk, and then, you know, at the end of the night, Issa doesn't leave Lawrence's home.
She doesn't want to. And the whole time you're like, it's so funny because the date you could tell is going really well. There are some moments in which you question where it's like, oh no, Lawrence is the same old note by he's written
the whole
off.
Time.
Yes. And then, you know, she says what I think at that point we wanted her to say that.
No, I knew what was happening because I've been in those shoes. All of us have been there. We have all been, it may not be somewhere we shouldn't be, but right. we have been somewhere and we're having a great time and we're like, well, I kind of don't want to leave.
Yeah.
And I was like, they're about to do it and I don't need this drama.
But, she stayed. He welcomed it with open arms.
They said a bunch of, you make me happy. And I was like, oh, God. Here we go.
And then, but here's the thing, though. One thing that we forgot to say is Condola throughout the entire night
has blowing Lawrence
texting
up.
Him, calling him, and like, I guess.
Trying to reschedule the date
that,
they had set to meet.
For that night, the night that he's with Issa, you know, and he's like, I mean, I guess I can try to come when I wrap things up. Like, you know, just what is so urgent?
So Jasmine has a theory.
Hold on to your buckles or bootstraps.
Hold on to your wigs.
I don't know what to say. But hang on to something.
Wigs.
Right. Hang on to something.
I feel like Condola and Lawrence are about to have a surprise baby.
Dun, dun, dun.
Because here's the thing. Why was she so pressed to see him or talk to him, you know? And with Condola, the way that she handled like Issa's thing, she doesn't seem like she's really much of a talker, or, you know, like, it's not,
she doesn't seem like a person who would be bothered. So I don't think it's like, I want to talk about our relationship, you know, and talk it out.
Like, I feel like something's important, you know, something's happened. Urgent. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I feel like she's got to tell him that, you know, he planted a seed and it's been watered very well. And they're about to have a surprise baby.
And here's the problem with that.
Him and Issa, like, they're literally on this path now of where they're getting back together. She woke up all happy in his bed. He woke up all happy. He woke up all happy with her in his bed. You know, they were just, she went walking down the street with the bag, just had a little jaunt in her stride.
But yeah, like, I'm just upset because we already know that it's going to take us to a very dramatic, like, next episode.
Yes.
Like, if that's the case, because do we have to do this?
Because here's the looming, there are three, like, big looming things right now. What does Condola have to say or talk to Lawrence about? What is so important that she could not wait until their date on Tuesday? Next. Issa and Lawrence, are they getting back together? Are they dating? Are they just,
or won't they?
You know, what is this? And then Issa and Molly
still have yet to resolve any of their issues. We've gone three episodes now.
Right.
I'm upset.
You know, and Issa's just like at this point telling people that they're just not friends, that that's not something that they're revisiting. And I'm like, but how? Y'all haven't even talked. So
maybe she doesn't want to talk,
which clearly she didn't, because she was going to go get some food, saw Molly and turned the weight right around.
I would have. Molly's just not somebody I would always want to clash with. It would get old.
Yeah. She goes from 0 to 100 very quickly.
Yeah, like she's like most of the time on the right side of things, and then she pushes things way too far, and then it's like, now you've said stuff that you can't take back. And I'm like, and now we're all sitting here like, are we still friends?
Right.
Every time we have an argument. Anyway.
So yeah, if that's something that you guys haven't tuned into, or if you guys have some speculations, like, I would love to hear that.
Tell us what you guys think.
But it's on HBO every single Sunday.
And if you guys tune in on Sundays, we actually live tweet from our Twitter account. So check that out as well, because we give some great commentary.
We're pretty funny.
I mean, we're the funniest people I know. But before we get into our hot topic, we're going to take another break, and then we're going to kind of switch modes, you guys. All right. So stay tuned. You're listening to The Way with Jazz and Tay.
The Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council present the story of Tom and Levi.
Tom is the smartest man I know. He's been a professor at two major universities, been a teacher for over 40 years. One day he told me that he was having problems in his classes. I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. And he was telling them that he was doing it as a favor to them, but I think in reality he just wanted to get out of there. I was really starting to worry because I saw something was wrong.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me, and my love for him was just immense.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Hey, Seattle! Tune in to The Way with Jazz and Tay every Thursday morning from 7 to 8 a.m.
We'll be bringing you lots of laughs and class to get you ready for the day and the weekend ahead.
We have something for everyone, from Song of the Week, where we'll introduce you to local Seattle artists,
to the quirky games that we play for that little pick-me-up to get you through your morning commute. Again, that's The Way with Jazz and Tay every Thursday morning from 7 to 8 a.m.
And don't forget to follow us on Instagram at The Way Jazz and Tay and on Twitter at The Way JT. See you guys on Thursday.
Alternative Talk 1150 is your sports organization's safe bet when it comes to airing your team's games. Our players are all seasoned professionals when it comes to sports programming. Imagine your games being heard on local radio. Your team deserves the MVP treatment. Call 425-653-1150 today to learn how affordable and fun it is to broadcast your games on the radio. Call 425-653-1150 and make your next season something special. That's 425-653-1150.
Going against the grain has never been this much fun. Alternative Talk 1150.
Welcome back, you guys. We are just living our life like it's golden. And while we still got our life to live. So before we had our brief break, we talked about our reviews of the week. Blackout Tuesday recommended some really cool music that you guys can check out that they still have available that's important to the cause, as well as dissecting the latest episode of Insecure. And we had a lot to say about that. So now we're actually going to move into our hot topic of the week, which is, you know, it's crazy to think about because I think on last week's episode, we talked about the death of George Floyd.
Yeah. Last week in our review, we actually we actually spoke about George Floyd's murder, and since then,
a whirlwind has happened.
So much has happened.
Protesting, the police officers all involved have.
Well, let's break it down, Jazz.
My bad. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
See, this is what I'm talking about in the very beginning.
There's a lot.
Stuff
there's
is
a lot.
So much. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, since. You know, George Floyd's murder, all four officers have now been arrested.
As of yesterday, I believe all of them.
Yes, as of yesterday. Yep. Mm-hmm. So they arrested Derek Chauvin, the officer whose knee was actually on his neck. Mm-hmm. They upgraded his charges yesterday as well to second degree murder and second degree manslaughter. And the other three officers are going to be charged with aiding and abetting second degree murder and manslaughter. So that right now is a win. However,
that's huge. That is huge.
Like, it's really big. However,
not only are they, sorry.
Go ahead.
Reason why, and I'm sure you guys already know this, but it's not very often that police officers are arrested for things like this, let alone how quickly this has happened and everyone involved. So this is huge, you guys. Really huge.
However, I do want to say, just because they are arrested,
right.
Do not let up and do not tune it out. Because what the African-American community knows all too well is that there are charges. And yes, right now they've been arrested. But
will they get indicted?
Will they actually be sentenced? And will they actually do any jail time?
Right.
So I'm anxious to see what's going to come in the coming weeks. Also, so I guess before all of that happened, you know, the death of George Floyd kind of caused riots and protests across the nation, actually. Mm-hmm. At this point, every state has held a protest to call for justice for George Floyd and others that have been lost to police brutality, including Breonna Taylor.
Absolutely.
And not to mention Ahmaud Arbery as well. But when all of this happened Thursday night, so essentially Thursday night, Minneapolis went up in flames.
Yeah, yeah.
There were protesters. They were looting. They were
burning down buildings.
They burnt down a Target because Target said they weren't going to help protesters or sell them milk for their protests.
They burnt the police precinct.
Yep.
They burnt that down. That's crazy.
And there was a lot of stuff surrounding that. Like there were reports of there being, you know, police planted in that. They were kind of like agitating the situation.
Right, all kinds.
So a lot of craziness ensued. And so we're watching the news Thursday when all of this is going on, and we actually were able to watch it live. And, you know, Donald Trump, in true Donald Trump fashion, decides he's going to put out a tweet
to address it. Two tweets.
And in that tweet, he referred to the protesters as thugs,
mm-hmm.
and also finished it off by quoting a police chief from Miami, from the Miami Police Department, Walter E. Heebly from the 1960s, saying that once the looting starts, the shooting starts. I want to run that back. Once the looting starts, the shooting starts. First of all, I don't think that we should be repeating and are reusing any quotes from racist police chiefs from the 60s. Like when this police chief said this, it was during like 1967 when, you know, the civil rights bills were being passed.
Right.
We are in 2020. I just think it's so like, it's time for us to evolve as a country. And I think that he is really stuck in 1960, Donald Trump is. And so it's just kind of like, can we ditch this dude? Because he's not the hope, the change, or anything that we need to move our country forward. He's just really setting us back.
He's not necessarily taking, he's not being a leader.
Oh.
He's not leading. He's got no sense of leadership. And that's what we're lacking right now. And if anything, how he's been speaking, or, you know, kind of talking to us about the situation, it's making me a little bit more nervous.
Well, everyone's gonna have that opportunity in November, right?
You know, right? Absolutely.
So that's what I'm saying.
Everybody, I want to get on like five different topics right now.
Right?
Yeah. No, he hasn't been a leader through this outbreak. He's been making jokes. He's put the blame on China when at the end of the day, Trump, we have the coronavirus right here in our own home.
And it needs to be dealt with.
You need to be figuring out what we need to do, not putting it back on China.
Because that doesn't do anything for what's happening here.
Okay. Stop making jokes and stop playing about our lives. Secondarily, you cannot put out on the internet that you are willing to use force against American citizens. To say that once the looting starts, the shooting starts is terrifying. And I doubt that anyone that would be shooting looters is actually discerning between who's peacefully protesting and who's there for nefarious reasons.
Right.
It's dangerous. And after he said that, we watched it get even more dangerous. There were people, good old boys, coming down with their AR-15s, people in Bellevue, out there with their 16-year-old children guarding their block. Like, this is insane.
And that's all because, and that stuff was also led, like, we had people out here, like, protecting their neighborhoods because there was this false, like, rhetoric or tweet put out talking about, let's take back our neighborhoods, let's reclaim our neighborhoods and all of this, like, take back what's ours. And people took that literally and were actually armed out in, like, residential areas like this.
It felt and like
unnecessary.
The Purge,
yeah.
Or a civil war,
completely,
in modern day.
Completely unnecessary and unrelated to what is going on. Like, literally, these people are instilling fear for no reason.
Exactly, and that's what Trump is doing. And then he incites fear and then goes dark and hides in his bunker in the White House
while DC is rioting, literally outside of their front lawn.
We can just all say right now he's not handling this well. And anybody who wants to argue otherwise, come see me because it's a mess. He's not doing anything for anybody. He hasn't made America great again. And in November, everybody needs to use their right and they need to vote because he has got to go. We can't do this for another 4 years.
So moving on
to more facts.
So because of the outrage across the nation and the number of protests and the increasing, you know, violence and whatever. Sorry, not whatever, because that's very real and very serious. Many states have imposed curfews, or many large cities were imposing curfews to kind of help regulate the number of people that are coming and going and causing destruction and things like that. And I'm not even going to lie, that was kind of terrifying.
And can we just talk about the whole like alert that they send out?
So it's like an amber alert on your phone and it makes this horrible
screeching sound
noise. And it's just, it's so that, it's that within
that
itself,
in and of itself
is alarming.
Yeah, I remember that. Yep.
That is, within itself is alarming. But yeah. The first day that like we were notified of it, like, you know, we had just come back from the protest. So thank God we were back in a vehicle safe and like ready to go. But we got the notice minutes after the curfew was set. And that was just kind of like scary to me because
we were still out on the streets. And
you know,
we don't know exactly what the consequences are.
Yes.
But we need to get home ASAP.
Yes. And so that was just, and then as soon as we got home again, we continued to watch it unfold and just, it was just not.
It was really sad to see what happened in Seattle because I just, again, like I just really feel like, you know, other parties came in and really turned it into something that was really ugly and missing the message.
Yeah. And so because of that, we had those curfews. And throughout the week, there has been more and more organized marches and protests in which have been peaceful.
Mm-hmm.
And we actually got notice last night that because the curfew they set was supposed to last until Saturday. And they actually got word, we told us last night, that they removed it and that we can continue to protest peacefully as long as it remains peaceful. So it's one of those things where it's kind of like, it's kind of reassuring, or, you know, it's like, okay, see, like, we can do this. We're not
exactly.
We're not just out here to cause fear and destruction, you know, like this is actually a very good cause that we're out here trying to do. And thank you for letting us do that. And so it's kind of like, see, we can do this without causing destruction. Oh, cool. You guys won't have a curfew anymore.
It feels like we're children.
You know, no, literally, like they took something away from us. Oh, and for good behavior, we are now rewarded. That's kind of what that feels like.
I would also just like to bring up a couple of other situations. So as you guys all know, Breonna Taylor was murdered in her own home while she was asleep. We talked about this a few episodes ago when we talked about four other murders in the month of May outside of George Floyd's. If you haven't checked that episode out, please do. But Breonna Taylor was from Louisville, and I just want it to be known that no arrests have been made in her murder.
No.
And everybody's on like administrative leave. And I think that some charges need to be brought, at least for negligence.
Well, and here's
at the minimum.
Here's the thing too. So the boyfriend, her boyfriend was actually, he shot back because, you know, intruders, you know, the situation. But I read somewhere that he's actually facing charges for opening fire on the department or the police force. So that to me is so backwards.
Yeah,
because look at the situation at hand.
I feel like their gun laws are different out there. I feel like if an intruder enters your home, you can't shoot. And they did not say who they were. So how was he to know that he was shooting at police officers?
Exactly.
At the end of the day, a citizen, an innocent citizen's life was lost because of them and their negligence. And they weren't even supposed to be there. At the end of the day, they were at the wrong house.
Right.
So they were not in the right at all. The moment that they went through that door, they were not right.
So I definitely want there to be more. I want there to be more footwork done in this. I do want there to be justice or something. It needs to be talked about. It needs to be addressed and looked at thoroughly for what it was. Because we get it. It wasn't intentional.
Yes.
It was an accident. And you can say that, but also hold accountability for your actions.
I think that's the larger message.
Be accountable.
We're not holding our police officers, our police departments, to a higher standard. They are supposed to be the ones that serve and protect us. We want good cops. We want cops that have no racial bias. So at the end of the day, cops shouldn't really be killing folks, okay? And I think that they need to own up to that.
I mean,
you did something bad.
Looking at police forces across the country, across the world, even, not a lot of them are armed. Not everyone is armed. If they can do it and they can police that way, why can't we? Or why is that not something that, you know, it's just
because America wasn't built that way. But, you know, so I just wanted to bring that up. I also wanted to bring up that Sean Reed, who was murdered on Facebook Live about a month ago at this point, there's been no movement that I can find on the investigation surrounding that and what they're doing with the officers that are involved in that. I do know that the officer that made the really
inappropriate comment.
He's been put on leave. I don't know if he was actually fired or just put on leave, but he's not working right now. But I think that we need to be talking about all of these situations and giving it the coverage and the attention that that George Floyd and Ahmaud Arbery are getting.
Because as you can see, once you apply pressure and you hold these people accountable and you press them, they will be then forced to take action.
Yes.
It's working.
Yes.
It's working.
And I also want to, you know, tag on to that. Do not let up.
Don't.
Once these people are arrested and we start holding them accountable, we then need to move to policy reform. We need to be doing more, okay? We need to be thinking ahead of the future.
Right.
I mean, that's just one thing that we could have done better with coronavirus. We saw China have it months before us and
we were not proactive.
And we sat on it, okay? We've seen this for years, okay? But right now we have the world's attention. So do not let up and let's start moving to the next phase, okay? Our friend Sonora actually reached out to us to put together a video of 22 ideas of ways that we can reform policy today. You can send these ideas to your representative and we have all that information for you.
So just check our Instagram, our personal Instagrams, as well as the Ways Instagram and our Facebook page. We have shared it everywhere. It's accessible. Check it out. And it's not a perfect list. It's not a complete list. Feel free to add to it if you guys have any ideas as well.
We would love to hear you guys' ideas as well. Please share it with your friends and family who right. feel like they don't know where to start or they don't know what to do. We've got you covered because we want this fixed today.
Yes.
That's really the hot topic for the day, you guys. I actually feel a lot better about the hot topic, you know, because I feel like I'm moving on the other side of all of this.
True.
I was really upset and angry and just kind of like filled with rage.
I mean, there was, you know, we talked about it, you know, and kind of like this weekend, we played a lot of The Sims, and that's just because it was kind of a way to disconnect. You know, we were very overstimulated with what was going on our phones and on the TV, and just, you can't go anywhere without people even mentioning it, you know? So it's just,
right.
it's really exhausting. And then on top of that, trying to explain systematic racism to people who don't understand it. And, you know, it's just, it's a lot. It's taken a toll on us. And so we knew that this was something that we wanted to talk about. We knew this was going to be an important topic for us to touch on, but I don't think we necessarily knew how it was going to make us feel
yeah.
going through it all. But you're right. We've had some time now, more time to process it and mm-hmm. deal with it. And we've taken action mm-hmm. on our end. And I feel like that within itself is really kind of like, it makes me feel like I'm doing something towards the cause.
And that's the big part for me.
Yeah.
I personally never feel like I do enough. And so this time I'm like, for me, enough is enough.
Yeah.
I'm doing everything that I can to make my voice heard. We have a platform. So we're going to do that.
We're going to try to amplify our voices as best as we can.
Yeah.
You know?
One last thing I would like to say is that in your workplaces, try to have this conversation, try to bridge that, try to, you know, force people to have that uncomfortable conversation. I think at this point in time, we are done with people feeling uncomfortable and not knowing what to say. You know what?
We've been
uncomfortable for 400 years.
We've been uncomfortable.
You know, if I can't go to the West Seattle Bed Bath & Beyond without somebody following me around the store, I was uncomfortable. But you're going to feel that today, you know?
That bothered me.
That, you know what? That, yeah, no, we know what that was.
Yeah.
And we won't get into that.
Right, because it's like you work at Bed Bath & Beyond, but never mind.
You know what I'm saying?
That's not the point.
That's not the point. But that is the point.
You know, and that's just like, hey, to touch on it, I received an inappropriate text earlier this week using a derogatory term towards African-American people. And I don't think it was meant for me, but I received it. And it's not, and it wasn't okay. It wasn't cool. Did a reverse look up, found out who it was, and that kind of made it even worse because I did end up knowing the person
mm-hmm.
and it's someone who was close to like my father, and it just opened up a whole other thing of like emotions and feelings and things to deal with. And it's just like, that was unprovoked. That was sent to me personally in my personal cell phone, you know what I mean? Just I wasn't out and about and like blatantly caught to my face. It's just, these are, it's a microaggression.
Aggression, and we deal with that
every day.
Remember that. People see us walk into stores and think immediately we're stealing.
Right. Hurry up and buy.
But that's all.
Wow.
Let's go ahead and get into a really quick recap.
That's from a movie, by the way.
Yeah, it's a movie. Yeah. For those that just heard that, it's a, yeah.
Just
exactly.
So that we all know, making mm-hmm. that very clear.
Our recap of the week. I think that us getting involved and going to a protest is absolutely the way.
That was my very first protest. It was my very first one.
I think same technically for me.
It was my first protest. So I'm going to say the way. The events unfolding shortly after we got there, not the way. That was kind of scary.
Yeah, it was absolutely terrifying to be.
I was shaking.
I didn't sign up to go get maced. I mean, we were definitely prepared for war, but like I was really hoping it would stay peaceful.
My mom's birthday on Sunday. Definitely the way. Shout out to you, mama. I love you.
Our icebreaker was the way.
Thank you, Sonora, for giving us those names. That was fun. That was fun. And that was a challenge. Like, usually between us, we'll get them all. Like, we're good about like talking to each other. And I
was stumped.
Winston Duke, who is that?
He's a musician.
Is he?
A jazz musician.
Is he?
Okay, like, if I look it up later and I'm right, can I have something?
Yeah, I'm gonna look it up. You're wrong. He's the Black Panther actor. He's the, he was the ones that saved T'Challa. He was in Get Out. No, Us.
Girl, stop.
I'm sorry.
She's all excited right now. I know, right?
Oh.
So if you're watching the live version,
M'Bako. Okay, so I didn't get that because Shantae was giving me the wrong kind of hints.
I didn't know his name.
So that was not the way.
She should have put in parentheses M'Bako.
So not the way.
My bad.
Icebreaker the way.
Yeah.
That mishap, not the way.
Yeah, right. Review of the week. Was also the way.
Definitely the way. Absolutely.
Insecure episode 8 is the way.
It is the way. Our feelings on, I don't know.
It was the way. I just am like ready for Molly and Issa to talk, and I'm kind of ready for like there to be some momentum. It just feels like we're going through real life, and I'm like, look, Issa.
I feel like we need to do a wager on this whole surprise baby thing. Like if I'm wrong, I take like a drink or something, and if, you know, well, do you disagree with me though?
I don't know. I think it's a good theory.
See, I want somebody to disagree with me so that, you know.
It's Abomite.
Okay, cool. I'm gonna try to make a wager
with
our friends.
We'll find one of our friends to disagree with her.
I just feel it in my soul that's what it is. I feel it.
Our hot topic of the week.
It's a mixture.
I want to say it was the way. I think that this is getting the attention that it needs, and that it feels so much different this time because I feel like we're having the important conversations that we've been needing to have for years.
Yes.
And I think that people are finally listening and finally showing up as well.
And that's what we need. And our white allies are showing up, and that's really what we've needed.
You know, and while I would rather us have come to this epiphany way sooner.
Years ago.
you know, what better time than now?
You know, I'm gonna take it for what it is. So yeah, overall it's the way, you know, but just I really do hope to see change. I don't want to continue seeing our brothers and sisters,
and I don't want to go back. We will not let up.
Yeah.
Alrighty, guys, thank you so much for tuning in this week. We'll catch you next week.
Bye.
Stay Black.
As always, thank you so much for tuning into The Way. Catch you next week. Same time, same place.
Follow us on Instagram at The Way Jazz and Tay and on Twitter at The Way JT.
Don't be afraid to DM us if you have any questions or suggestions about the show. Until next time, bye.
Peace.